Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Okay, I have a cyclist in a sec, but Sean, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How you doing?
What happened?
Thanks for taking the call.
It happened yesterday, was it?
It happened yesterday, Joe, yeah.
Badger Hill, where's that?
Badger Hill is the road from, say, Mount Rat across to Camross, a place called Crana.
And what happened?
I was driving, it's kind of, I won't say it's a narrow road, but it's a back road, and I was driving, I have a transit van, I was doing deliveries for the business, and I came off a bend, and coming towards me, on my side of the road, coming towards me was a saloon car. I don't know what they were at, they were certainly well over the centre of the road, and I had to pull the van up onto the verge, kind of the ditch of the verge, and if I hadn't have done, there would have been a head-on collision.
Mm-hmm.
So I was okay. I was a little bit shook. Obviously, I missed a tree. I think by millimeters. I went back.
So you were literally run off the road.
I was run off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was run off the road. And like the reason I got in touch with you was because like they never even stopped. If they had to stop just to come back and see, you know, was everything okay?
And would they have known that you ended up in the ditch, Sean?
I don't know, but I mean, they knew what side of the road they were on. They had to see me pulling the van across, you know, up onto the ditch. So there was a small bit of damage. The wheel blew out. The rim was damaged. The wing mirror, the front bumper, and the front wing of the van.
And they just disappeared.
They just disappeared. Yeah, yeah.
And were they overtaking a car?
No,
or just...
no. They were not overtaking.
And did you see? Okay, no. They were on the wrong side of the road. Did you see how many occupants? Age?
Joe, I have not got a clue.
You were such
I've
a fright.
I have not got a clue. All the same, you know, when you see something like that, you see a car coming towards you. Your initial, I think it was a grey or a silver car. That's all I have.
Okay.
A grey or silver saloon car. Your initial reaction when you see something like that is just to avoid the. The collision, you know?
Yeah, of course. Stay there, Sean. Mark is on the line. Mark, good afternoon. 51551. Did you see who threw the vomit at you out of the car window, Mark?
No, I didn't, Joe. I didn't, Joe. I hope you can hear me now because I'm in a kind of a noisy spot. I'm
loud
in
and clear,
the moment,
yeah.
But no, I was cycling, just cycling, minding my own business, mm-hmm. about 10:30 at night. And this gollop came out of the car window. I didn't see who threw it, like, and it took me a second or two to realise what had happened, and by the time I copped it, like the car had gone out, and like, I wasn't able to get the full number or anything like that on it, you know.
And did a container of vomit actually hit you?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it hit me. The container hit me in the ribs, and then it spilled over the leg of my trousers as I was cycling along. Yeah,
and if you say it was a DL register car, have you any idea why the DL register car took such a scunder to you?
None at all. I was minding my own business. There was no kind of... It wasn't a road rage incident or anything like that. It was 10:30 at night in Clonsky in Dublin. Absolutely, I'm minding my own business. I was fully lit up like a Christmas tree with the fluorescent lights, lights and everything.
Have you had other things thrown at you, Mark?
Yeah, over the years, various things have been thrown at me from cars passing. This is the worst ever. This is probably the worst ever.
And what else have you had thrown at you?
Plastic bottles, water, people have spat at me, beer, a can of beer was thrown at me once. The plastic bottle incident was the only one that I ever actually got a conviction out of, and the driver of that car refused to tell the guards who was actually in the car with him, and the guards could only fine him for littering. So, like... A bottle is thrown at you on the Mace Road, and the fine for it is littering. Like, you know, it's just unbelievable. You know.
And is this just random acts of stupidity or vandalism, or they just what?
Yes.
You're saying because you're on a bike, you're targeted. Someone threw vomit. It's not that there was a kerfuffle, regardless of the right or wrong.
No, it's minding my own business. It's random stuff. It's totally random. It can happen anywhere without notice or without expectation. And as I said, there's no argument of traffic lights or road rage or nothing like that. It's just this thing comes from nowhere. This stuff comes from nowhere. Another thing that was thrown at me in Rathfarnham in broad daylight in the Saturday morning was a container full of ice with Coke or some kind of soft drink. And it just into my face as the car was passing. It seems to be a kind of an open season on cyclists.
Yeah, but do they not realise? Obviously, they don't. But what, you could have been knocked off your bike and gone under a truck.
Yeah.
Have you ever been physically assaulted on your bike?
Yeah, I have. Well, I was struck in the back. A driver passing me struck me in the back with his fist and knocked me off the bike. And
how would he do that, Mark? How would he?
The window was open. It was in on a one-way street, so like I was on his side of the road, if you know what I mean.
Okay, yeah.
And just passing by, stuck his fist out. And that one actually was so blatant. You know the way people would say, oh, there must be two sides in there, and there must be something going on. Some guy, a man I didn't even know, walked up to me and he said, look, I saw what happened. Here's my phone number. There's my name. If you want to report this, I'm a witness. And I did report it, and nothing was ever done about it.
Did you get a reg number?
Oh, yeah.
And you say you will not be wasting your time. You say reporting these incidents to the Gardaí in the future. And you say in Dublin, a cyclist takes his or her life in their hands every time they go out.
I know some foreign people in Dublin, like Germans, French, and Italians, and that, and they actually won't cycle in Dublin. They think it's crazy compared to where they come from. They think it's absolutely insane. So you really have to really.
But the way you're characterising it, Mark, you're saying it's almost like a perverse sport to those people.
No, that's all I can describe it as. They think it's funny, like it's a big laugh, like, you know, they just start to disappear laughing.
Okay, and Sean, in your case, come back to Sean. Did you report it to the Gardaí when you were running off the road yesterday?
I rang the guards, but they don't take reports over the phone, so I didn't get a chance to go back into the.
What, they're afraid of them being taped or something? Why won't they take reports over? They do everything else
know.
Over the phone.
I don't know. That's what I was told. They rang the local Garda station in Port Leash just to report it. And he says, we don't take reports like that over the phone, that you'll have to call into the station. So I just didn't get a chance because I'd go up early this morning.
So it's not recorded. This will never be recorded as a road incident.
No.
Because you couldn't, I presume, like anyone, small business, you can't take a half a day or a day off to go and sit in the garden.
No, I'm up in Claremorris now this morning.
That's what I thought on the road.
Okay. It's a small business there. I don't know whether I can mention that or not, can I?
Of course.
It's a small business there in Port Leash. We've a furniture shop called The Bedsite, BEDSITE. Okay. And we've a large selection of beds there on the floor. And we also have a website. It's bedsite.ie.
Okay, well, you know, this programme is totally supportive of small business, has been.
Yeah, I do, and Joe, I listen to your programme. I'm out on the road all the time. I listen to your programme all the
Sean,
time. You do
Sean,
a great job, you do.
You go. By the way, how is business?
Terrible, Joe.
Oh, gosh.
Not to feel too down about it, but the furniture business has been really hit with the recession, you know?
Yeah.
Particularly small business, you know, like you're up against the competition from the big boys and that as well,
But then, Sean, I'm listening 2 days ago, that incredible story from Limerick. Was it Sandra and Anne, the house that was burned down on Christmas Eve? Who came to the aid of that family? It was all the local small businesses.
All the
furniture
locals,
shops like yourself.
They
kitchen.
Together, Joe, like that,
they weren't, there wasn't, there was no, nothing against, but they weren't multinationals. And it's the same story we're hearing the last few days about Stena taking over the Irish company in Wexford and just getting rid of all the local suppliers. Sean, safe travelling to you, and safe travelling to you as well, Mark.
Thanks very much again, Joe.